aiming to keep up with current levels of service and an expected increase in demand throughout 2022. The region of Waterloo International Airport could soon see the addition of a customer shuttle service on its premises. A proposed contract to see the service become a reality is set to be discussed by members of Regional Council on Wednesday, with staff recommending that Council accept a negotiated proposal with Voyageo for a shuttle service under a 2-year term, with options to renew for 2 additional 1-year periods. Breaking down the staff report, it's been indicated that previous proposals for shuttle service at the airport were significantly over budget, resulting in the current recommendation with Voyageo. The service would see the use of 2 Girardin G5 shuttle buses, with one operating continuously, while the other would be reserved for peak hours both in the morning and evening. Those shuttles, capable of seating 16 passengers plus 6 standing, are also said to be equipped with 3 wheelchair positions and a lift. Those 2 shuttle buses are expected to provide a total of 33 shuttle hours per day. Staff have noted to Regional Council that shuttle service at the region of Waterloo International Airport will be required to transport passengers between the airport's new parking lot and the terminal building. That lot, located nearly 2 kilometers away from the terminal, is expected to be open in September of 2022, providing an additional 611 parking spaces at the airport. And those spaces will be needed, as staff anticipate a proportionate increase in parking demand with service increases rolling out in 2022. According to the report, YKF currently has 728 parking spaces available, and was able to reach capacity in August of 2021 with 33 weekly flights. With a need of around 450 additional spaces expected immediately from the new lot, staff argue that passengers from those vehicles will need shuttle service and said the new parking lot can't be used for its intended purpose without transportation. A lack of shuttle service would likely result in missed flights, a poor level of service and foregone revenue, according to regional staff. In the report, headed to Regional Council Wednesday, it stated that the 2022 airport operating budget has no provision for the shuttle service that it expects to start in September of 2022. Noting costs for the 120 days of operation will be roughly $263,000, though half of that cost could likely be accommodated by savings in other areas of that budget. Full-year costs are expected to be around $800,000 and would be included in the preliminary 2023 airport operating budget. Earlier in April, the region of Waterloo International Airport unveiled its new domestic arrivals terminal, part of a $35 million airport terminal expansion project funded by the Region of Waterloo with assistance from the Canada Community Building Fund. Officials have estimated that the airport will see upward of 700,000 travelers throughout 2022.